Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Time for Dean Richards' Morning Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Dean, were you surprised that Jennifer Hudson's Aretha movie didn't do better at the box office?
I did. I was very surprised that it only came in third. I thought there would be such a desire to get into theaters, relive the nostalgia. As is usually the case, you know, audiences at movie theaters are driven by younger people. So I also was not surprised to see Free City, the Ryan Reynolds movie, be the number one movie of the weekend, even though I gave Jennifer Hudson's movie much better review than I did the Ryan Reynolds movie. That's just, you know, one person's opinion. Younger people want to see the effects and the explosions and the, you know, they could care less about the history of the Queen of Soul.
Yeah, this was the date that she passed away.
Today's the it's the third year, I think. Third year anniversary today.
Yeah, or is it four? Was it 1997? I think it was.
Yeah.
And no one was surprised that the Field of Dreams movie, the Blu-ray, jumped on the Amazon sales list to like number six, I think, for all movies and TV programs.
Yeah, no, the event for Major League Baseball was such a great hit and just brought back so many memories for people who had seen the movie before. I was surprised at how many people had never seen Field of Dreams. I always seemed like one of those movies that certainly everyone has seen at some point or the other, given the universal appeal of that movie in particular. But I'm glad to see that people wanted to catch up with it again and relive those memories. Have a catch.
Have a
catch out in the field.
Yeah, you're right, by the way. Aretha passed away 2018 after her long battle with pancreatic cancer. She was 76. This is very sad to hear about Nancy Griffith.
Yeah, a real force in music, in country music and in folk music. She's probably one of the few singer-songwriters who is as well known for her own music, performing her own music, as she was for writing music for other people. And she passed away over the weekend. Her management company did report her death. They did not say where she was when she passed away, nor the cause of death. Apparently, Nancy Griffith was very strict that she didn't even want anybody to know that she had passed away until a week after her death. Those were her specific instructions, according to reports. But she sang songs about small-town life. She was given the Americana Music Association Award, a Lifetime Trailblazer Award, back in 2008. She recorded 20 albums from the late 80s until the early 2000s, and then pretty much retired from music after that. But that's a very prolific amount of work, for which she was honored with Grammy Awards as well. So only 68 years old, by the way.
This is an interesting story. The Blink-182 drummer has gotten back on the horse, right back on the horse,
yeah.
Or in this case, the plane.
Yeah, well, his name is Travis Barker. He's been the drummer of Blink-182 for quite some time now. He was involved in a deadly plane crash back in 2008. He suffered third-degree burns as a result of this. He was one of the only survivors of the people who were on this private plane at the time. And, I probably would react the same way when he said, I will never get on another airplane again after this. But he did over this past weekend, first time since 2008. His girlfriend talked him into it, Kourtney Kardashian. They hopped on her mom's private jet and flew off to Cabo for the weekend, but he did it, and survived what I'm sure was a very nerve-wracked kind of flight. Hopefully he's over the hump of the fear of this now.
We have an animal story this morning involving a Big Bang Theory cast member. What's this all about?
Yeah, the horse is going to be okay, little Bobby. We're talking about Kaylee Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory. She is a horse enthusiast, an equestrian since she was very young. She married a horse trainer. Horses are very much a part of her life, which is why she was outraged when she saw the incident happen at the Tokyo Olympics, where a coach from the equestrian team in Germany physically punched a horse in the mouth with her fist after the horse was not able to complete a jump that it was supposed to complete for the competition. The trainer was disqualified from the event itself, but now Cuoco is gone on Instagram saying that the rider and the trainer are a disgrace. And she says, I will be happy to buy that horse outright and show it the kind of life that it should have. Just name your price. And later on said, I'm not kidding about that. She wants to buy this horse that was so mistreated by the Olympic team. She owns many horses. As I say, she's been riding for a long time, so don't mess with Kaylee Cuoco. She'll buy your horse right out from underneath you.
Apparently.
If you're not treating it properly.
More from Dean coming up momentarily, including some rather unkind words Deborah Winger had for Madonna. And also, if you're a fan of the Buckinghams or the Ides of March, you'll want to hear a little bit of music and Dean's report on what's going on with those folks. Brought to you by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Today is Madonna's 63rd birthday, and Dean, she didn't exactly get a gift from Deborah Winger, did she?
No, not at all. Deborah Winger revealed over the weekend that she was supposed to be in the cast of the classic movie League of Their Own. In fact, she was all set to go. She says that she even trained with the Cubs for 3 months to get ready. She could probably play with the Cubs right now.
Come on down.
And probably do a pretty good job compared to what's going on there. She said that she was all set to go until they cast Madonna in the movie. And then she quit because she felt like the movie was becoming fluff and, as she put it, was becoming an Elvis film. So take a slap at Madonna and Elvis at the same time there, Deborah Winger. She was going to play the role of Dottie in the movie, which eventually went to Gina Davis. And she says that Gina Davis was fine, but Madonna's acting career speaks for itself. Let me just point out, I mean, Madonna has not had the greatest success in movies, but, you know, Deborah Winger at one time was Wonder Girl on television, and she's had, don't throw stones at somebody, because Deborah Winger, you have had your share of bombs as well. I should also point out that Deborah Winger, when I finally write my book about, celebrities, Deborah Winger may have her own chapter, because she remains one of my top five least favorite people that I've ever interviewed of all time. So I'll share that story someday. It's a kind of a lengthy story, but not a pleasant person.
Yeah, I was just going to ask for a headline. Is it because she's not a good subject for an interview, or she was nasty?
Nasty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
and not in the good Janet Jackson way.
I gathered that. Well, she shouldn't be criticizing Madonna's work.
What's the point?
Yeah, and you know what? Madonna was, I thought she was good in A League of Their Own.
I did, too. I think she was, for her role, she was perfect. Now, you know, she is, she's had her share of stinkers, but she's also been in a couple of good movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Every actor, you know, Tom Hanks has been in a couple of terrible movies.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in that business, you're going to be in a couple of terrible movies.
Well, I think that criticism tells us more about Deborah Winger than it does about Madonna.
That is right.
Let's talk about a couple of really good guys on the local music scene. Been around for a long time, Jim Peterick and Carl Giammarisi, and what they're up to now.
Yeah, I'll take a little bit of a listen. And I'm sure everybody knows their names, but you certainly know their songs.
Have a drink.
Unplugged.
That's right. That's exactly right. Unplugged with his purple hair, though, still. our pal Jim Peterick, who you know from the Ides of March, who you know from Survivor, from so many projects, along with another legend in Chicago rock and roll, Carl Giamorisi from the Buckinghams, are doing a special Stories and Songs Unplugged show tonight at the City Winery on Randolph Street, where they sing their songs separately and together. They tell stories about, you know, coming up in the rock and roll scene in Chicago back in the day. I think it's they've been doing these shows sporadically since the pandemic seemed to be winding down a little bit. But they're trying to get back into it again. And the City Winery is, you know, maybe one of the loveliest venues for something like this, where you can just really, you know, sit and enjoy a show and have some beverage and some food. And enjoy all the great music. The doors for this show will open at 6 o'clock. The show will start at 8 o'clock. They do require masks at the City Winery. You do have to have proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test within the past 72 hours in order to enter. But if you're interested in the show, Jim puts on a great show. Carl puts on great shows together. It's a couple of old buddies, you know, reminiscing and sharing some great music, and they still sound great. You can get all the info at citywinery.com.
And with Peterick, you can hear all about his work with Survivor and
right.
38 Special and a lot more than just the Ides of March. But it'll be fun for Ides fans and Buckingham fans to have a chance to hear those guys and ask some questions, too.
Yeah, they've got just a terrific history. They really are the history of Chicago rock and roll. I mean, they both came up, during the time when Chicago was exploding with great groups. I mean, they know all the players. They've got all the stories. They did, many of the songs that we all grew up with that were Chicago-based. So you get to hear it all unplugged, which is, to hear Vehicle without all the horns, without all the, electronics and, things like that. It's really kind of special to see the true musicianship of these guys in the unplugged setting. So highly recommending.
Yep, pretty cool. And we talked about this and played some snippets of the music a while back here. It was July of 1967. There was a week where half a dozen local bands were on the top 40 charts at the same time.
Yeah.
Not just in Chicago, but some of them had national hits, too. It was quite a time around here in music.
Good stuff.
Yep. Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.
See you then.